Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now. The title of today's show is Get Healthy Now, Protect Yourself, Avoid Fraud, and Reduce Stress, Remain Healthy. That's actually all in one. So let me tell you what happened recently, and I want to share that to create awareness, not to scare anybody about anything, but to create awareness, to point out red flags so you know how you can protect yourself from being defrauded, being scammed, and not having to worry, not putting on stress, because it has an effect on our mind and our soul and our body and everything else. So it was, I don't remember if it was 18. Yeah, it was, no, it was on the 21st or 22nd of May. I received an email, and it said it was from Amazon. And so there already, I want to just make sure everybody is really careful in what you read and how you interpret. So I got that email, and it said that my order was received, shipped, and delivered from the 18th to the 19th. And I got that on the 19th or on the 20th, I got it. And I probably read it on the 21st, I'm not sure. I don't remember, because the last few days were just a total blur for me. So anyway, it said that a high Yamaha Wi-Fi, high definition entertainment, home entertainment center was delivered to. It gave a person's name, an address, and a zip code, everything. And I had no clue who that person was. And I go, that does not look right. That must be a scam. And I went on my Amazon account to verify. There was no such mention of any transaction, of any order, of any delivery on my account to that person for that amount. And I go, that's a red flag. That is really, really weird. I read that letter carefully, and it said, if I didn't place this order to call Amazon at, and there was a number. That's the second red flag. I've been with Amazon for years. Why in the world did I not see that second flag? So I checked my Amazon account and didn't find any such transaction for such a hefty price. It was $629 even with the shipping. And I go, wow. So after having seen that and realizing I didn't place it, I asked my husband if he did it for our wedding anniversary, our 41st wedding anniversary. And he says, no, honey, we don't need that. I didn't order it. I said, thank you. I appreciate that. And so finally, I go, this is weird. Why don't I see anything? And why did I get that letter? And the curiosity got the best of me. And I am so, so sorry. I did call that number, and the person answered with Amazon. I asked for the name and was given a name that did not match the accent of the person. That's the third red flag. When you have a totally plain American name like Jack Brown, and you have an accent from either India, Taiwan, Vietnam, Philippines, something doesn't add up. Especially after he said he's been working as an IT tech for 20 years for Amazon. He wouldn't have had such a strong accent anymore. Because, I mean, I still have a little bit of an accent since English is my fifth language, but I've been over here now for 40-some years, and people do understand what I'm saying. So I go, oh my gosh, this is really weird. So anyway, on to the next one. I told him that I didn't purchase this, and that there was an address on it from somebody I didn't know, and I didn't give anybody permission to use my account. And so I said, this was fraud, and I wanted to get my money back. And that's what it said on the letter, if it was fraud or something, call that number. So since he answered with Amazon, and I know they have people with accents from foreign countries answering the phone and doing things, I go, okay, well, it must be true. So I don't know how this whole thing progressed. It was so smooth and so fast, but he reminded me over and over again, he would help me solve the problem. And then I don't know how he did it. He managed to access my bank account and transfer lots of money from one of my accounts to the one that's affiliated or associated with the Amazon account. And I didn't see where he took the money from. I thought that's what he did from his bank. And I only saw that, and I only went on my bank after he said that he just transferred the $629 that I said he owed me to my account. And he wanted me to verify that I got it. And stupidly enough, on my part, I did go and check, and I saw that he transferred $6,299.99, which was 10 times more. And I go, oh, my gosh, why did you do that? Why did you give me 10 times more than what it was? And he goes, oh, well, just send me gift cards. I said, no, I will not. No. If you deal with a bank, they can void the transaction, and they can issue another transaction for the correct amount. I am not going to send you any gift cards. I'm not going to do the runaround for you when you screw up, period. Sorry, my friend here. And he goes, well, let me call my bank and see. Put me on hold. I think he talked to somebody who's helping him with this. I have no proof. I have no idea. It's just what I assume. Or he just wanted to be quiet for a little bit to make me think that he was on the phone with the bank. But he came back and said, the bank said they will not change the transaction. When it's gone through, it's gone through. And since they gave me the money already, I would have to give him the gift cards to pay him back for the excess he paid me. And so he says, well, you can go to this store or to that store or whatever store. And I go, no, I cannot. I'm not going out of the house. I haven't gone anywhere in over a year except for my bike ride. So I have my exercise. And otherwise, I'm not going anywhere because I am too old. I have asthma. I cannot do that for my health. Well, you have to. I said, no, I don't. He says, well, if I wouldn't do it, he would take me to court. And I should have said, go right ahead. And for some odd reason, I felt I should go. So I did go, and the first store had only $25 gift cards, so that didn't work. I mean, I would have had to send, 100 of them? No way, for the first installment, right? So I did go to the Best Buys, as he recommended, and I got $400 or $500 gift cards. Went to the car, and he told me, okay, now you need to scratch off the back. Give me the numbers and the PIN. And I did. He says, now go, just throw them out the window and go home. And that was another red flag. And that one, my stomach started turning. And I go, how dare you say that? I didn't tell him, but I was thinking that. And so I went home. And I called Best Buy's immediately to see if anything had been cashed already. They said, yeah, he just cashed one. And he cashed another one. He just cashed another one. There's one more we can save. And they tried to. And they said, go back to Best Buy's, talk to the store manager, and have him give you a printout of what happened and where he bought it. So the store can trace it, and then you need to go to the police and file a report so they can do something about it, because you are in California, they told me, and he is in Louisiana. I go, oh, my gosh. So I did exactly as Best Buy's people told me, and I went to the store manager, and he printed out a stack of paper, and he said there's at least 20 or 30 others who just got defrauded by him. And I go, okay, I really need to warn the people, because what this did to me is the $6,299.99 are not gone. He just transferred those from one account to another account. They're still in my account. But the $2,000 in gift cards cannot be retrieved because I paid them, I bought them with a debit card. And so debit cards are not protected, even though everything else with me is protected with the bank. But that was not. So I'm out to $2,000. And I go, okay, I really will need to go more. So the bank helped me make some serious changes so he can't get in anymore in my account. And I went, called the police up, and they told me what to do, and it didn't work. That website, the way they gave it to me, didn't work. And then I tried again and again and again. And finally I said, I'm going to go to the police department in person. I want to face the person. I want them to see what the proof I have, and I want them to help me. Well, the person, the officer behind the window, kind of grinned a little bit and said, I'm sorry, I'm grinning, because you are not the only victim. There are so many people who are coming in with that all the time. We cannot deal with that as the police. However, I'm going to give you the FBI phone number, and you're going to call them. And they might tell you to still fill out the same website that we said, but maybe they have something else that works better than what we gave you. All right, I called FBI, which I've never done before. But I only got an automated thing, and it gave me the website again, and it had a few extra letters to it, and then I was able to access it. And I filled in everything, and I filled in that the store manager said he has proof of many, many other people having been defrauded or scammed. And I gave the FBI the phone number from the Signal Hill Best Buy's store. And I mean, I did everything I could. And I said, they can tell you, they can confirm. They couldn't show me who the other people are because it wasn't my transaction. That would have been not fair towards the other people. But he showed me the stack of papers. There were at least another 10 to 20 plus more people who were scammed like that. And anyway, he had cashed everything before anybody could do anything, because when the store manager double-checked everything and found the same store and everything else that I was told, all the money was gone. So, yes, it was a very expensive lesson. But that's really why I want to say, I spent now 4 or 5 days making sure that everything is okay, that I only lost $2,000. I found the programs, the spyware he put on my computer, and I was able to delete it. My husband had already put a major other security thing on it, program. And then I said, you know, it's still going slow. It went from a specific amount of speed down to 20-something MPS. And I go, that is ridiculous. I get a fourth of the speed, and it's slow already as is. And so anyway, I did all that. Why was this so important for me to share? It was super important because, number one, I never claimed to be perfect. Well, actually, even the bank person told me that he got scammed too, and he deals with finances every day. So I felt a little bit better, but still stupid enough that I did not pay attention to those red flags. So never, ever, ever respond to any such letters. Check in the real account. If there is nothing, put it in spam and delete it. Don't call. Do not call. Please do yourself that favor. You save yourself a lot of time, a lot of headaches, a lot of stress, a lot of frustration, which are only negative things, and they make you sick. Remember when I say a healthy mindset creates health, whereas a negative mindset causes illness? I was so sick to my stomach. I was ready to vomit. And I go, oh, my gosh. And my husband, of course, he was really mad, and he said, you cannot use the computer ever again. But then he turned around and changed his mind and put extra protection on it. And then I found, as I said, I went in to the back doors and found the programs, the three he downloaded, and I deleted them. I read it very carefully, and I told my husband, now my computer is back up to speed, which is good. And I changed all the passwords to everything that he could have had access to, because he saw everything on my computer. That is so mean. And it's Virtual Ultra or something like that. Or be careful. Don't ever download that. Don't give anybody access to your computer to help you solve any problems unless you know for certain that this is the person who he or she says he or she is. So, serious lesson, expensive lesson learned. I want to make sure you don't ever do anything like that. You know what? It's always better, when in doubt, throw it out or delete it or put it in a spam folder and delete it. And if they send you a second one or give you a phone call, because Amazon has my phone call, Amazon has my email. But I just realized just 2 days ago that went to a different email address than the one I have with Amazon. And how that's possible, I have no clue. Maybe he did it to Facebook. I have no clue how it happened. But anyways, I just want to make sure that you don't get spammed like this or scammed like this, because it is really nerve-wracking, heartbreaking. It takes a lot of time to earn $2,000. And now I have to pay my husband back, of course, so I need to make that money so I can put it back in. But no, he didn't say I have to, but I feel like I have to because it was my mistake. So it's not that my husband is irresponsible, not at all. He feels bad. And when I told him that the bank guy got scammed just the same way, he goes, oh, my gosh. And he works with money all the time. I said, I know. This person was so super smooth. But again, tension. When they give you names that don't match their accents, that don't match, you know, anything, best is just not to call. If you can't find it in your account, it's fraud. It's a scam. Just delete it. That's the main message. So I hope I give you a little bit of hope and some red flags to pay attention to. Never, ever respond. So don't click on the reply button, because then they have your IP address from your computer and then can go back in. So don't do that. Mine said no reply, da, 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 da. So I didn't even want to click on it. That's why I went to Amazon first. And Amazon did not do anything wrong. Absolutely nothing wrong. It was that person, that so-called Jack Brown, who has a totally different name. So I hope you get a little bit of inspiration and courage to once delete something too much, then not enough. Because if it's really true, then Amazon will send you a notice through Amazon, even though he had Amazon.com written on it and an Amazon emblem on it and da-da-da. He stole all that and he copied it onto his email. So don't go for it. Make sure you use your gut instinct, your intuition. If something says it doesn't sound right, it 99.999% is not right. So just ignore it, delete it. And from now on, I put a note on my computer, when in doubt, wipe it out. So, you know, because I don't want to ever have to deal with that again. So I just hope I can give you a little bit of hope, especially with a three-day holiday weekend coming up. You won't see any bank adjustments over the three-day holiday. You'll find it on Monday. So make sure you don't purchase online unless you have total top-notch security on your computer. if anybody says anything back and it is not from the place itself and it looks a little fishy and you're suspicious, just put it in spam and delete it. Don't respond. Don't make any phone calls. Have them give you the burden of proof. Okay? So having said that, my time is just about up. I just want to wish you a very happy, healthy, safe, blessed Memorial Day weekend. And I want to leave you with a couple of gifts from me that don't cost you a penny, which is if you have some things that you would like to improve in your life, like your health or your mindset or something or your body, whatever, I can give you a free strategy health goal session. You just send me an email to Coach Denise at, ooh, that's misspelled, CT Digest, the C is missing, Coach Denise at ctdigest.net, and put in the subject line BTR in caps, and then what you want, like a strategy health goal session, or if you would like to get my free e-health newsletter that I send out every Monday with a healthy recipe, healthy activity, and some other valuable health information, let me know. I'd be happy to send that to you. And there is no credit card involved. There is nothing involved. It's just from me to you, giving you a free gift just for listening. And maybe I can help you on your journey to getting healthier. That would be wonderful. If not, if I can help you with the newsletter alone, I'd be already happy just to reach people and help improve their lives. Thank God I have some people who are helping me improve my life, and I just count every blessing that I have. So anyways, that's it for right now. Again, the email address is coach, CoachDenis, at C is in Charlie, T is in Tom, digest, like the Reader's Digest, .net. Or if you want to send me a text or a voice message, I don't answer the phone calls unless I have a scheduled call and I know who's calling and what for or what about, is 562-335-4956. I repeat, 562-335-4956. And I really hope that this is getting you prepared to protect yourself more, to avoid fraud or scams, and to keep your health intact or get healthier than you are. So again, a wonderful weekend to everybody, and talk to you next week again. Take care.